Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care. Working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. You will be surprised how Sunday night midnight meditations can improve your life. There are no coincidences, and that's why your spirit has guided you to listen today. Gathering heavenly messages from friends on social networks makes these weekly themes a collaborative effort. My wish and hope for now and forever. May this message touch you in a positive, healing way. Let's go.
Provided time to reflect on the week past and prepare for the week ahead. I'm so pleased and grateful that you have joined me for a short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and your healing or your daytime energy level. Today is September 4th, 2011. You're listening to meditation show number 20. This is just one of the shows that we have programmed over the course of the week. Do take a look at the upcoming programming scheduled on healthcare, vaccinations, pet care, and heart health and homeopathy. Today's meditation on righteousness will help strengthen our immune system and empower us to discern right from wrong. We will provide healing affirmations. I want to thank Dagny in Iceland for helping prepare meditations. So begin by doing a quick self-check to get started. Just notice how you feel, the sensations within your body, if you're having any tightness, any cramps, knots, any stress hiding within the body. Take a breath. Loosen anything that might feel tight. Readjust your body into a more comfortable position. Once we do find those places that are uncomfortable, we shine that light there to let relaxation and that light shine to relax those areas. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, just sit back and relax. Listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click the listen on Blog Talk Radio. If you can't stay for the length of the show, or if you're already on your way to work, you may download the archives. We begin with the setup. Something that we know logically, we have evidence that imagery will activate our brain function in the same exact way as actual experience. Researchers have monitored brain activity during imagery exercises. They have found the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem-solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions. Like your heart rate, your perspiration, your blood pressure, and the hormones like cortisol that flood through your system. Medical experts estimate that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all disease. And these visualizations and meditations can reduce that stress. At this point in the meditation, we have touched our conscious minds. Our unconscious minds take in the words and thoughts. Begin with deep breathing. Fill your lungs with an inhale and exhale. One more time, a deep inhale. Filling all the spaces inside the lungs, energizing the cells and the blood. As you exhale through your mouth, all stress in your body leaves. Breathe normally. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. Anytime you feel a need to readjust the body during the meditation, give yourself your permission to do so. Take a moment of pause from the day, from the busyness. Feel the air around you. Remember practicing once or twice a day for 10 or 15 minutes of meditation, or listening to an audio like this one, will help to relieve pain, stress, anxiety, anticipation, fears. And in that place, implant strength, support, and empower you to move forward with your life's mission. The tagline of a new Twitter friend is "Choose life." I like it. Choose life. This can be translated as practice how to be good, moral, just, and compassionate. Deuteronomy 16:20 says, "Practice balanced righteousness in order that you continue to exist." Lately, I've been having a number of social network conversations about important health issues. On these, I continually explain how choice, allowing a person to make their own choices between good and evil, just as God has given us the right to make mistakes or to make the correct choice, means that we live in His image. In order to make the most just choice for self and family members means taking the time to investigate the issue, to consult with professionals, and gather as many facts as possible. Do not turn away from what may be the other side of the coin. Make a determination whether you are in the mainstream or on the edges. Whatever place you stand, evaluate fairly. Breathe into this meditation today, inhaling wisdom. Inhaling wisdom in order to make sound actions, decisions, and judgments. Exhaling folly, nonsense, misinformation. Let us be willing to open to possibilities that defy our limited rationality. Inhale common sense. Continue to breathe. Astute sensitivity, prudence, logic. Relax the body, relax the face, relax the shoulders. Exhale ignorance, stubborn stupidity, and all that blocks us from clear insight. Just breathe gently and smoothly, without focusing on any particular issues or words. Only the breath. In and out. In and out. At your own pace. Just follow the breath in and out. Relaxing more and more with each exhale. In and out. And universe is in balance, in harmony, like a simple melody of a bird's song. Relax the face, round the eyes and ears, round the head, the neck and shoulders. God's world is perfect. As long as we play our part in the orchestra of righteousness. Imagine the simplicity, balance, perfection of the atoms, the molecules, the cells, the tissues and the vessels of our body as a reflection of space and the universe. All has a cosmic intelligence and force enlivening the cycles and movements. Continue breathing in and out rhythmically and gently at your own comfortable pace. Relax more and more with each breath. You are a partner in creation. Every moment, hour, day, week, month, and yearly cycle. As you strive to attain perfection, the soul's highest good, all of us are learning life's lessons. When we acknowledge what needs to be learned, we move forward in the upward cycles towards spirit and the divine. If we block the messages, we stagnate. Continue to breathe, getting in touch with your breath. We can compare these upward cycles, places of stagnation, to the circulatory system and the nervous system, to the relationships of the blood vessels, the white cells and red cells, the plasma, to the immune system function in our totality. Any blocks, whether environmental toxins, heavy metals, poor nutrition, impure water, polluted air and earth, that prevents the perfection of our bodies running smoothly, that creates dis-ease. As we intentionally strive toward removing those blocks, we enable and permit our body to breathe and flow and function freely. The invisible mechanisms of the body tune in to our intentions and respond accordingly, bringing our awareness back to the breath, breathing in and out, just breathing. Relax every muscle and sinew. The red blood cells flowing freely throughout the blood vessels and the arteries to the tiniest capillaries, supplying much-needed, life-enhancing oxygen to every part of the body. Breathing in oxygen to the organs, the tissues, and the cells. Cleaning out clogs and stagnation. Life is dynamic, ever moving, never still. Visualize your life force and vitality and essence to shine through in any way that you wish. Using the powers of visualization, visualize your life force and vitality and essence to shine through. You are free, liberated, wise, and joyous. Remember this experience. Implant this feeling into your memory. Bring it with you as you approach obstacles and blockages. Your reactions will be more appropriate, kinder, gentler, complex issues may become clearer and brought into focus. Places of fear will clear a path for courage. You can move forward. Bringing your awareness back to the breath, breathing in fresh air, filtered air, circulating oxygen all around the body. Feel it tingling on the outside and inside of your being. Feel it moving the energy, the chi. Feeling lighter. Outdated thoughts, fears, and harmful energies wash right out of the body with this shining light and oxygen. Positive energy in. Negative energy out. A constant flow and awareness. A yin-yang cycle of black and white, dark and light. Heaven and earth. Movement means action. And still, there are pauses. Pausing to take in wisdom and knowledge. We are then propelled forward to a better place. Doing good deeds, helping others, sharing wisdom. We are whole, complete, successful in our earthly mission when planted in peace. This may require or mean fighting the foes or corruption, the destructive forces that harm the body and soul. Within the body, these acts are automatic by the immune system. We do not have to do anything within. Only in the material world outside do we have to act with our hand and our voice and our feet. Staying in the moment, unscarred, unscathed, keeping a protective shell and shield all about us. Imagine that aura encircling you, as close to the body or as far away as you imagine. Light of any color that you wish, any color of the rainbow, or just pure white light. It is healing you now. With discernment, we have the power to preempt any loss of freedoms and stay clear of harm's way. We have the power to recognize and correct inequities and inequalities, to set things straight and into balance once again. Trust in Mother Nature, which man cannot possibly improve upon God's creations. Be aware of profit motives. This enables us to stay in focus and unite against wrongs to the environment around us. This is the time to be at peace within, to create that gentle calm in our mind, in our thinking. allowing space for critical judgment, wisdom, and righteousness to enter. Breathe in these positive thoughts of peace and righteousness, inhaling power, fulfillment, capacity, and capability to do what is right in God's eyes, to improve your personal choices, to correct old habits and move forward. Take each step one day at a time, one moment at a time, one breath at a time. Choose life. Choose good. Choose truth. Connect with others on this path. Uplift and help each other in his ways. Stay in a place of calm and peace while the universe speeds up and quickens its pace. Keep open. Keep learning. Maintain composure. Together we are whole. Together we make a better world. Repeat in your mind's eye the affirmations. My heartbeat is smooth and even. My breathing is regular and rhythmic. My temperature is normal. My mind is at peace. My muscles are loose. We're about to end the meditation. I want you to end with a quote from a friend on Facebook. We are like pencils. Our true worth lies within us. We are sharpened in life by events and situations. We are also expected to leave a mark. Sahista Mamon says, "My will shall shape the future. Whether I fail or succeed shall be no man's doing but my own. I am the force. I can clear any obstacle before me, or I can be lost in the maze. My choice, my responsibility, win or lose. Only I hold the key to my destiny," by Elaine Maxwell. I'm wishing everyone a beautiful, peaceful, righteous week of health and happiness. Don't forget to share with others. You can paste the link onto your Facebook, onto your blog, onto your website. You can join us throughout the week. Thank you so much. Have a blessed week. Thank you for listening to Sunday Night Midnight Meditations with host Debbie Brock on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness, empowering people by getting in touch with the vital force within, healing meditations, guided imagery, and affirmations. Have a blessed week.